Nolte, ratings for MTV Movie and TV Awards collapse 46%. By John Nolte on June 19, 2019. The ratings for the MTV Movie and TV Awards disintegrated by 46% when compared to last year, reports The Wrap. As if that number is not in and of itself humiliating enough. This now totally irrelevant awards show managed to draw only 1.8 million viewers even with the advantage of airing on 10 different Viacom-owned cable channels, not just MTV and VH1. Yes, you read that correctly, on 10 different cable channels, only 1.8 million tuned in. In the all-important 18 to 34 age demo, the ratings also imploded by 46%. On MTV only 434,000 people tuned in, compared to 903,000 last year. It was not supposed to be like this. Between Game of Thrones and Avengers, Endgame, this year's MTV broadcast was blessed with two legitimate pop culture phenomenons. What's more, the show was also blessed with the guaranteed presence of Dwayne The Rock Johnson because MTV awarded him one of those meaningless special awards created to guarantee the presence of a big star at a meaningless awards show. So what's happening? Well, all of these awards shows have crashed in the ratings. In fact, almost all of them have hit record low numbers over the past few years. The Tonys, Oscars, Grammys, American Music Awards, MTV Music Video Awards, Emmys, Billboard Music Awards, the Golden Globes, and now the MTV Movie and TV Awards are both bottom feeding. There is obviously something going on, a real problem. But Tinseltown sycophants and apologists will continue to blame the internet, streaming TV, blah 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 dita. Will continue to stubbornly refuse to address the real problem. You see, that is what the Hollywood Reporter, Deadline and Variety do, block and tackle for Hollywood. Protect the industry, most especially the disillusion that the whole world still loves them and agrees with them 100%, even as audiences flee in droves. The truth is that the internet, 500 cable channels, video games, and other competition for the entertainment eyeball have been around for decades now. But it is only during these last few years that every single one of these award shows have lost their audience. The problem is obvious: Trump broke them. Because celebutards cannot handle losing elections, they all turned into resistance wokeitards, which has bled into every facet of entertainment, but nothing as much as these hideous award shows. These shows used to be fun and sexy and edgy and exciting. Now they're humorless, preachy, sanctimonious, buttoned down, and smug. And for more than half the audience, the majority who are not woke, these shows are frequently insulting, regularly off-putting, and no fun whatsoever. But these award shows range from a 3-hour hate to a 4-hour hate. Which means that even those who hate Trump and Christians and Republicans eventually grow tired of it. Especially if they are just tuning in from CNN's 24-hour hate. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.